Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Ask your doctor if Skeletor is right for you. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thanks to Mr. Pratfall for that catchphrase submission. Hey, stick to pratfalls, am I right? No, that was a wonderful catchphrase. I doubt it's going to stick, mainly because it seems Skeletor specific and not about Comedy Bang Bang, but I appreciate the attempt. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. I am the host of Comedy Bang Bang. Coming up a little later, we have someone who works in the film industry. This is very exciting because stars are back. So if I'm going to guess, I'm going to say it's maybe Leo DiCaprio or someone like that. Why not? Why can't Leo DiCaprio be on Comedy Bang Bang? And I do this a voice to him. No, we're saving that for our special co-host. Also, a little later, we have a vocal specialist. But before we get to our guest of honor, as we call them, sitting in the catbird seats here to promote something, again, stars are back, and we have none brighter than our star who's coming up. I do want to introduce our special co-host here who's was on the show maybe a few weeks back, about 2 months or so ago. And speaking of someone who we thought worked in the film industry, but I guess owns a pizza place, please welcome back to the show, Tony Soni.
Hey, oh, hey, hey, wow, listen to that crowd tonight. Hey, wow, yes. Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
Mamma Maria Pizzeria, yeah, baby go diarrhea, of course. welcome back to the show. It's so good to see you, Tony.
Hey, so good to see you, Scott. I missed you. Oh, I'm grabbing your cheek.
Thank you so. Yeah, ow, that little too
both
hard.
Cheeks now. I got okay. Your nose.
Oh, the cheeks and the nose. How do you have so many fingers that are prehensile?
My hands. They're big hands because I'm gonna make the pizza pie.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, is that a prerequisite for making pizzas? Is to have big just hands like hams?
Yeah, big sausages. That's what they want.
Yeah. Tell us, remind us about your story, because you were on the show a little bit a few weeks back, and why were you on the show again?
I was on the show because I give advice to Hollywood people. Like Jake Johnson's agent calls me up, says, "Is this going to be good for Jake?" I said, "I don't think so."
That's right. I believe Jake Johnson was on the show, and his PR person was calling what they thought was the Sony lot.
Yeah.
And instead, it was this pizza place that you run called Tony So New York.
That's right. That's right. Tony So New York. That's my pizza place. That's the biggest pizza pie you could get in all of New York.
How big are we talking?
Size of your fucking head. The biggest pizza.
That's not very big, honestly. That's the size of maybe a personal pan pizza.
Size of your fucking head.
Okay. Pepperoni. I don't know. I feel like I've ordered a bigger piece of pie.
Pepperoni size of your eyeballs. Biggest pepperoni you've ever seen.
That's not big at all. Pepperonis sometimes are like as big as a mouth.
So pepperoni size of your eyeballs. We got it.
You're talking a small, small pizza.
Cheese size of your eyebrows.
Okay, that's regular. That's standard issue cheese.
Chunks of cheese size of your eyebrows, Scott. You're going to love it there.
Chunks even just the size of I mean, one little sliver of cheese the size
no,
of
no, we're
eyebrows.
Talking chunks.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're
so small
love
pizzas.
It. That's right. And obviously, I run the pizza place with my guma. I love my guma.
Yeah, what
favorite
about
favorite woman. She's so beautiful.
What about your wife, though?
I don't want to talk about my wife. I want to talk about my guma.
Does your wife...
Don't make me talk about my wife.
Is she upset that you run this place with your guma?
No,
you're spending so much time with
her? She lets me do whatever. She's a doctor.
She's a doctor?
I got 25 kids with her.
25 children?
Everybody's doing great. Going to Brown, Harvard.
Wow. What is she a doctor of?
She's a specialist.
Sure, but of what, though?
Of important parts of the body, Scott. Oh, she does surgeries.
Like penis surgeries?
Penis surgeries.
Oh, okay, that's very important.
Primarily butt surgery.
Primarily butt surgeries.
Yeah,
those are important.
BBL. She invented BBL.
Really?
Yeah, she invented BBL.
Okay, I was thinking about getting one of those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should. You'd love it.
Yeah. But too many people are getting them removed.
Yeah, everybody, well, they used to follow Kim Kardashian's lead here. She had that big, beautiful, freaking ass size of your head.
Now that is the size of a big ass. The size of it. Actually,
one
come to think of it. Oh, one cheek as big as a head. Yeah.
One cheek size of your head.
Sure.
Right?
Okay. I'm worried you don't have an idea of proportional sizes or anything like
no,
that.
No, I know. Her titties, size of your legs. Long titties.
No, we don't want long titties.
The longest titties I ever seen. So anyway, my wife, she does a BBL. She's a big, important lady. I don't want to talk about her.
Okay, but your guma.
My guma.
She runs a pizza place with you.
I love her. Sometimes I look in her eyes and say, how did I get so lucky to have you?
Yeah.
My fucking guma.
Why don't you just divorce your wife and then marry your guma?
No, I could never do that. Divorce? Never.
Is it because of, are you religious? Is
yes.
That what, which religion?
The one with the Catholic.
Oh, the one with the Catholic stuff. Yeah, probably Catholicism.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I believe in Jesus.
Yeah, he's the main guy. The big JC, we call him.
I believe in the cross.
Sure.
So, size of your fucking head, this cross.
Biggest small.
Cross you've ever seen in
that's,
your life.
No, that's very small.
But you know I've been doing stand-up at the pizza place.
How would I know that?
My guma loves my stand-up.
What is your stand-up all about? What's going
oh,
on
oh, well, you want me to read you some of my jokes?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I got some jokes for you.
We have a little time until our guest of honor gets
yeah,
here.
Yeah, well, I got jokes for the whole freaking show.
Oh, okay. Great,
I go about 2 hours.
We don't have that much time, but I would love to hear a few.
Imagine this. You come in the pizzeria. You sit down.
Do you have a stage at the pizzeria?
No, we got 1-2 tables. It's intimate.
Do you even have chairs or stools?
No chairs.
So how are people
tiny,
sitting down?
Tiny little benches.
Just tiny benches? What's small, tiny to you?
Size of a chair. Smallest bench you've ever seen in your life. Size of a chair.
I don't know. I don't know how to figure
and
that out.
And then I come out, I bring out my big, big microphone.
Okay, how big is the microphone?
Size of your hand. I start doing my stand-up.
The shape of my hand, that would be a weird microphone. Although I guess those are sort of like the Frank Sinatra used to sing in them when they were circular. And
yeah, no, not circular. No, long, long.
Long, like titties.
Like titties.
Yeah, okay.
Like a good titty should be.
Okay, right.
Super long. And I start, I'll give you a joke here, okay? Ready?
Okay, here we go.
My guma can't cook. The other day she made me roast chicken. She says, what's the matter? You don't like it? I says, maybe next time take the feathers off of it first. My guma.
Pretty good. I mean, I feel like I've heard it before, but...
My guma can't cook. She can't bake, neither. Other day, she made me an apple pie so bad, I thought it was a peach pie. My guma.
Was it a peach pie?
My guma. She just bought a hybrid car.
Okay.
Says it's good for the environment, because it lowers greenhouse gases.
Sure.
I says, you want to lower greenhouse gases? Don't feed me any more of that meatloaf lasagna, my guma.
Okay, these are good. I mean...
They slay. Oh, my guma, sure. She's dying.
These are good for pizza place jokes.
She's so beautiful, my guma. Every second with her is a blessing.
Sounds like she can't cook, though, or bake.
How dare you say something
skills.
Like that about
hey,
my
oh, guma. I'm sorry.
These
you said it.
These are just jokes.
Okay,
say
they're not based
you
on truth?
About my wife. Go ahead. But my guma, come on. No.
Can your wife cook or bake?
She's a Michelin star chef.
What? And she does BB Hills?
She's a Michelin star.
Has she ever gotten confused and done a like
oh yeah
like a pot roast on someone's ass?
Absolutely.
And then a BBL in the oven?
She did a full course.
BBL. Man.
First she did one cheek.
Sounds like my dating life.
Wow, see, you could join the pizzeria stand-up. That's
okay,
good stuff.
I'd love to be one of the roster at the pizza place.
Oh, I'd love to figure
it. Or at least
in.
A substitute.
You could come in rotation when I'm in the back cooking the pizza pie. Size of your fucking head. Biggest pizza you ever seen.
Okay, I don't know.
$25.
For a pizza, like a personal pan pizza? That's too much.
What?
Have
you been to New York? These are normal prices.
Okay, I don't know. So a lot of times you can get like one slice for $1, and that's as big as your a titty or whatever.
Size of a titty, right? Yeah. But we're talking size of your fucking head. This is the biggest pizza pie you've ever seen. I got to charge it right, okay?
Okay, I don't know. Look, Tony Soni, you're going to act as my co-host for the show.
Oh,
is that all right?
I love it.
We have to get to our guest of honor. Is that okay?
Absolutely, Scott. I can't freaking wait. I'm losing my freaking meatballs over here.
I hope you find your meatballs, but...
Papa Pizzeria, let's do this.
Let's do this. You know him as a stand-up comedian, an improviser, an actor, and now, what the fuck, an author? This is craziness. He has a new book. It's called Dad at Peace. And it's being distributed through something that I've never heard of. We're going to really unpack this when he gets on mic. Please welcome back to the show, Chris Gethard. Hello.
Thank you so much.
This is Tony Soni.
Yeah, and I'm because I live in New Jersey. I'm well aware of Tony Soni.
Oh,
you are?
Yeah, you come in all the time. It's
pizza
so good to see you.
Yeah, I've been in.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait. Where is your shop? Is it in New Jersey?
It's in this beautiful little borough. It's in between Queens and Brooklyn.
So it's one of the boroughs.
Manhattan.
One of the five boroughs?
It's in there. It's one of those.
Okay. Or this is a secret borough? This is like the Harry Potter train station?
Yeah, you know. You have to go on the train.
Yeah,
and
borough 5.5. Well, it's wonderful to have you, Chris, back on the show. This is very exciting to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right. You're also a podcaster, I should mention, although we don't like mentioning other podcasts on the show.
Yeah. Beautiful Anonymous is still a thing that exists.
Congratulations. Yeah. It's been going now for probably, if I was going to guess, 7 years?
Nailed it.
Did I really?
7 years. Yeah.
By the way, we are, and I meant to say this in the intro, we're on Do Not Disturb. This is the world's first dingless podcast.
Wow.
I don't know if your show can get there, but eventually maybe it will. But we don't receive text message dings on this show. We're the first dingless podcast in the world. We're very excited about it for 2024.
Yeah,
so.
You set the bar on that, and then the rest of us try to catch up.
Sure,
baby.
Yeah. I know you're still having dings in yours, but that's okay. You'll get there. You'll figure out the technology.
It's a
problem, isn't it?
2019, 2020 move.
Yeah. So you have this book. You're an author now. How does that feel?
It feels good. Yeah, I've written some books in my day.
You've written this is more than one book.
Oh, this is my sixth book.
Sixth book?
Yeah. Tell me the titles. I want to know all six.
There was...
Did you write that Hunt for Red October?
I wrote Hunt for Red October. I wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow.
Anything that says Harlan Coben on it, that's me.
Okay, that's you.
I wrote, so this one's Dad at Peace. I also wrote Dad at Pills and The Lonely Dad Conversations. So that's kind of a triptych. And then
are you a father, by the way?
Or I am.
It'd be a flex if you were just lying about this.
Obsessively writing about fatherhood from an
outsider's perspective.
From a childless person's perspective. Yeah.
Isn't it terrible being a dad? Don't you hate it?
Yeah, nailing it down. And then I wrote one called Lose Well, one called A Bad Idea I'm About to Do. And then many years ago, I wrote one about haunted places in New York called Weird New York when I was in my 20s.
So why so many books? It's like, isn't one enough? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it's just a fire that you can't put out. And also, I like doing things when people say that they will pay me money for them.
I guess
so. That's a nice feeling.
Here's how I feel. I feel like you see all these guys like John Grisham and they have so many books.
Too many.
It's like, okay, you stick to one, but then everyone in the world has to write one as well. So that way there's not less books in the world, but we have more voices out there. And that's what's important is diversification of voices.
Yeah. Give me all the voices. I love it.
Yeah.
Stephen King wrote all those books. And then he wrote another book about writing books. It's like, well, if you're out of ideas, you're out of ideas. You're cannibalizing
yourself. For every book he writes, he should have to delete one of his books. Right? If he's really like, no, this one's good. I want people to read it. Okay, which one are you going to delete? 1963 or whatever the fuck it was.
Which is like a real Sophie's Choice about his own books.
Yes.
Right?
You got to really be confident in your book then.
Yeah.
1963. It's like, it's a date. Yeah. Is it a book?
Let's get it out of here.
What's going on?
Let's cut it out. It's gone. We hate it.
We hate the shelf. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you. My back.
But I've been to Tony's Pizza and it's great. Although it's kind of known on the East Coast for a really good pizza, but not great spatial awareness.
Yeah, small portions.
Sort of like a Picasso experience with the pizza. The shapes and sizes are very unpredictable.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's what all the
Have you ever had a piece of pizza where the pepperoni is bigger than the slice of pizza itself?
Not until I got to Tony's place.
Yeah,
no.
That's what we do. Big pepperoni size of your freaking body. On top of a pizza pie size of your fucking head. You can't even fit that pepperoni can't fit in.
Yeah, sometimes you like wrap yourself like up
like
in
a blanket.
Pepperoni. Yeah,
Oh, it's like Love is Blind in there. Everyone's got a blanket on with a pepperoni.
Is that part of the Love is Blind experience? Is everyone goes into the rooms with a blanket?
I'm pretty sure they film it in some kind of warehouse. Everybody's freezing all day and they give them blankets everywhere they go. Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep my eye out for that. So what is this book about? Dad at Peace. If I'm going to really try to figure it, it out from the title, you're probably the titular dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the peace you're talking about is perhaps a state of mind.
Getting closer. Warmer.
Pizza.
Warmer.
Yeah, Little Caesars.
Colder.
We're colder. Oh,
we're
colder. Yeah.
Peace of mind.
Yes.
Peace that dadhood.
Yes, it's not it's P-E-A-C-E. It's not P-I-E-C-E. Yeah, it's not P-I-E-C-E.
Hey, Tony, are you still in?
Pizza pie. Yay. Yeah, I'm in big time. I'm sold.
So you don't like to read about pizza? You just like to make them?
No, I never read.
Why shit while you eat?
Why would I read? My guma reads to me.
Your guma reads to you?
She reads to me to bed. She reads me a Kindle.
Really?
Mostly romance novels, actually. Like the Pisces. It's about this lady fucking a merman.
Okay.
Beautiful.
It's
a real book, yeah.
I've never read that one. Where do they fuck? I don't mean location. I mean, like... I guess I do mean location on the body.
He's got a dick. He's got a human dick.
That's not mermaids. Is he like mermaid below the penis?
Mermaid, his butt is part of the tail, but his front is...
So he's got like a slanted kind of thing where his butt is part of the tail, but then it like slides down and it goes like his butt to
it's
his
like
taint
chaps.
Or something?
It's like chaps.
He sounds more kind of like an aquatic centaur than a full-on mer creature.
Right, I'm just telling you gotta read the book. They fuck on the Santa Monica beach. She
really?
Takes him back in a wheelbarrow back to her house. They fuck in her house.
In a wheelbarrow?
Don't worry. It was recommended to my guma during a book club. Best book everybody had ever read in their entire lives.
Okay. I think I see what's happening. So what is this book about, Chris?
It's largely about me giving up on my life choices because my son is more important than them. But it's
What were your life choices?
Kill myself to try to get public access television shows onto cable platforms. Starting to feel like maybe I don't need to fight that fight anymore, and it's time to chill the fuck out a little bit. Yeah.
Well, you've had a successful career. You've had you've starred in television shows.
Yeah.
You've guest starred in really popular television shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you saying that you are sort of reining back on those types of things, or your desire to,
a lot of it is
finish my sentence, please.
Well, a lot of it was, the fear of getting residual checks for 35 cents started to really get even more scary when my child's health insurance depended on my career choices.
Now, health insurance for a child costs more than 35 cents, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's we're on the same page on that one. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can't pay for it at that rate.
So is this a book about like, hey, I'm going to give up on acting and making shows and I'm just going to write 6 books?
Even the books, this will probably be the last book.
A
lot of it is I've started working for a nonprofit.
Wow.
And I'm trying to actually.
That's not a way to make money.
No,
it's right there in the title.
That lets you know a lot about how things have gone for me in entertainment. That nonprofit is the more profitable choice. Yeah. Yeah.
So you have like I don't want to say day job, but you have like
a regular
job. What is your job?
I have a job now where there's this great nonprofit called Wellness Together. They place mental health services in schools, and I'm building a whole program with them to send artists into schools to do comedy to help as like a mental health intervention.
And let me guess, you get like a 6-figure check to do this comedy in these schools?
No, I don't get anywhere close to a 6-figure check.
If you want me to come in one of these schools, I'm happy to do my stand.
I would love that so much.
I'm happy to come in. I would love jokes for you guys.
Whenever do you have another joke?
Absolutely, I got tons of them here. Let's hear one of these.
And this is sort of like an audition for apparently this guy's pulling the strings.
Yeah,
for
I can get you gigs in middle schools, high schools. Yeah.
I would love that. Let me know how this
I just have to make sure it's appropriate for school environment.
I'll find that appropriate one for you. Okay, here we go. Let's see here.
Okay.
People always say in New York, P.U., it stinks. I says, you want to smell something that stinks? Try my guma's meatloaf lasagna. Ay, 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 stinky, stinky, my guma.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that we exchange information before we head out.
You may have to prep the students regarding what a guma is before, because they seem focused on that topic. Uh-huh. I was going to say the meatloaf is stinky because it was eating the meatloaf made you have stinky farts, I thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's stinky coming out of the oven. It's stinky coming out the butt. It's stinky all the way through.
Okay. Yeah, the whole process. Every step.
P-U-E-U.
P-U and E-U. Yeah.
P-U-E-U.
Yeah. P-U European Union.
Let me know how this one would go over in elementary school. Let's see.
Yeah, yeah.
My guma took me shopping the other day. Tells me I need a new suit and fast. I says, baby, what do I need a new suit for? She goes, hopefully your funeral, my guma.
Oh, like she's threatening, wishing death upon you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that could work.
Yeah,
we're going to talk.
Yeah, it sounds like a Rodney Dangerfield style joke. You don't get no respect, you know? Rodney Dangerfield, you ever see Caddyshack?
Oh, that guy. No, it's not like that at all. It's about my guma, not my wife. I'm talking about my freaking wife.
Okay, yeah.
I would, because it's funny. That is, I would point to Dangerfield as probably the biggest influence on your jokes, so you didn't even know who he was.
No.
I would almost say that you might have looked up Rodney Dangerfield jokes and then just appropriated them.
No. He's a completely original.
These are Tony Sony. Or so New York. How do you pronounce your actual name?
So New York.
Okay, so
when we arrived in New York, it was so New York. And then over time, we dropped the A and the O.
So your ancestors were just commenting on like, oh, so this is New York.
Yeah, New York.
So
New York? It was a question. Should we stay here? So New York?
I guess you didn't have a lot of options, but I guess you could have like gone through the Panama Canal and went to California, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. It would have been a longer trip.
Yeah, I guess so. So this is all a book about your experiences as a father as well. And
Yeah. And just how that experience has encouraged me to change some of my priorities up and how I'm a happier person for it.
Are you really a happier person? Because a lot of people say... Yeah. A lot of people in show business, and you're not giving up on show business. We should make that clear.
Like 40%.
40%. You still do your podcast.
And then the other 60%, it's allowing me to really love it again because the pressure is off.
Because the pressure one has when you get into show business, there's a lot of competition, not only in the business, but between you and your friends of like, why is my friend getting this? And I'm not getting this. And, you know, I want to achieve this in my career. And you're just letting go of all of that and saying like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And I think a lot, like you and I have hosted TV shows, and I think a lot about my old TV show and how I used to grind my teeth so hard that two teeth of mine fell out in our writer's room.
Oh, dear.
And I sit there and I go, maybe I should change my priorities now that I have a son. I don't want him to have a toothless father because I'm living a life where I'm opting into a relentless amount of stress that's progressively more low-paying the longer I do this.
One can have a TV show without doing that. I believe I have one.
Turns out I can't.
Okay, I see.
You can. I'm glad for you. Your teeth look great. Mine were literally falling out of my head.
His teeth are the size of a fucking head. Those are
I don't know if you...
considerably smaller. Have you ever seen a human head?
This is a fucking big thing.
Your eyes, by the way, are down, like staring at the floor.
Your teeth are huge.
Have you ever tilted your neck up?
What size are these things?
Let me give you a checkup from the neck up. Here, come here for a second. Here, now you're looking at our heads.
Whoa, look at these things.
They're smaller.
They're the size of fucking heads, these things.
All right, so you do know what a head is.
Tony, have you ever seen a doctor about how you perceive things visually?
Let's see. I went to a doctor for, I had a little, I had a yeast infection.
What?
I didn't know
what?
The guys could get those. I had to go to the doctor.
Too much pizza dough?
Too much yeast. Yeah, my guma. My guma says I should be eating less yeast.
Is this a bit? This sounds like the setup to one of your jokes.
Okay,
okay,
you're working from notes right now. it sounds like a great book. Now, let's unpack how people can get it, because here's how I usually get books.
Yeah.
I go down to the library.
No, you're
and,
a fool. You're a fool.
I just walk out with them.
Nope.
And hopefully they don't have, the little sensors in the book.
No. You're living in the past. What you need to do to get books now is go to everand.com, and that's where you can get my book.
What is this?
It's formerly known as Scribd. They just changed the name.
That doesn't help me.
Nope. It's it's just a service where you can sign up, and there's tons of books on there.
It's a place they've commissioned the book, then they paid you a certain amount to do the book, and it's exclusively on everand.com.
So what, are they selling me the book? It's shipping to my home? Or I'm getting it online.
Your guma can read it to you off of the Kindle.
I'm like, Kindle, I love to hear that.
Yeah.
I'll let it know.
And how many is it the same as pages, or is it how many computer screens is this book?
Great question. Really great question.
Thank you so much.
I don't have the answer offhand. I'm sorry to say, but that's a fantastic question.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, look, we need to take a break if that's okay. Chris, can you stick around?
I would love to.
Yeah, we have some fascinating people on the show. I know you're out of the business, but we have someone who works
40%
in the film business.
Out. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, yeah.
If I were to make you a deal and say, like, hey, I have a television show I want you to star in.
Uh-huh.
It's out here on the West Coast. I want you to leave your family behind for, 5 years or so, and I want to pay you $2 million a year, and it's guaranteed to win Emmys. What do you say?
Guaranteed to win Emmys, $2 million a year, but I have to move to the West Coast?
Yeah.
It's Ted Lasso. You get hired on Ted Lasso.
I don't know. There's a part of me that feels like I'm talking a good game, but I'm like, I don't want to move to the West Coast.
It's just the West Coast? How about England? Yes, it's really a Ted Lasso... It's a Ted Lasso spinoff where they're like, here's Ted Lasso's dumber brother.
Wow.
Dan Lasso.
I mean, sounds
like... Dan Lasso, yes.
Dan Lasso.
Sounds like a guaranteed hit. Those always work.
But I'm with you.
Lariat.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you say?
It's a maybe.
It's a maybe. Good. Okay, that's all I want.
Yeah, I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool, but I'm not scrambling for it. Okay. The pressure is off.
I'll put the $10 million Amen. And the Emmys in escrow.
The $10 million is probably, if we're being totally honest, a real motivator.
Yeah, I mean, look, just
real motivator.
Give the $10 million to
They're
your
not
kid.
Paying you that much at the nonprofit.
No. Turns out they're not.
I don't get out of bed for less than $1 million.
Really?
My wife, she's making $10 million. Like,
you're out
Jesus.
Of bed, right? Who your gave you $1 million this morning?
This morning?
Because you're out of bed. You're not, just because I know it's audio.
No, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
You're
this
not
is the first,
laying in
first
bed.
First day I'm out of bed. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I had to accrue so many days.
Yeah.
Until I finally hit the
Too many pepperonis on top of you.
Okay, Tony. All right, Tony. We're going to take a break.
Any other toppings, by the way?
We got pepperoni. We got cheese.
Okay.
We got sauce.
These sound like tiny, terrible pizzas. We're going to take a break.
Size of your fucking head.
Size of her head, of course. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have someone who works in the film industry. We have a vocal specialist, an incredible Comedy Bang Bang episode for you. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones, and we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Chris Gethard here. He is the author of Dad at Peace, which people can get at the, I didn't write it down.
Everand.com.
Yeah. And where the book is about him intentionally giving up show business. Now, this is different from my experience where I just don't get jobs.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But and I feel bad about it. This you're saying feel good about it.
I was at the stage of feeling bad and then hit a point where I went, I don't want to feel bad anymore.
Right.
So I turned that corner that it sounds like you're.
No, I'm still on that, barreling down that highway of feeling bad.
Yeah. I started to really think about life and go, why do I spend 8 to 10 months of the year feeling really scared and bad.
Right, okay.
And then so I started making some changes.
I should take that off ramp is what you're saying.
Well, no, not necessarily. But for me, it's turned out really well.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Dad at Peace. We also have Tony Soni here, or Tony So New York.
So New York, hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, wow, hot crowd tonight.
Do you have another joke for us, by the way?
I always have a joke for you guys. How we doing? Everybody enjoying the pizza pie the size of their fucking heads? Let's see. My Goomba keeps begging me to go on vacation. I says, okay, where should we go? The Bahamas? She says, I don't care where you go. Just get out of the house. I got a hot date coming over. My Goomba. I love her. Oh, my Goomba, when I look in her eyes, I think.
Wait, who? This was about your wife or your Goomba?
Did I say my wife?
I don't know. I lost my place.
Maybe I said my wife instead of my Goomba, which would have been a slip. Because I never talk about my wife till I came on here.
Right.
Now suddenly I'm talking about my wife and that freaking $10 million.
Who do you hate more, your wife or your Goomba?
I don't hate my Goomba. I fucking love my Goomba.
Okay, but you hate your wife.
I go to sleep every night looking my Goomba's eyes, I say.
How are you spending so much time away from your wife?
I see.
She sounds like a very accomplished, incredibly attractive woman who's a Michelin star chef as well as an accomplished physician.
Every day with you is a blessing, my Goomba.
All right.
Read to me from the kin.
It's a strange life you have. And then you said, make just...
Did I overhear too, 25 kids?
25 kids, yeah.
And they're all in Ivy League colleges?
Everybody's doing fucking great. It's amazing. So happy for them.
They're all out of the house, though?
You're RISD, Harvard, Yale.
These are their names?
Yeah, but guess, listen to this. Yale goes to Harvard. Harvard goes to Stanford.
It's too much to keep track
of. It's too much. I got a headache over here. Yeah. Make me a pizza.
Just spend time with your Goomba. You're happy.
Come on. I need a little of that calzone, if you know what I mean.
I don't. You've never mentioned calzones.
It's a pussy. I need a vagina.
Oh, okay. Do you make calzones?
No. Fuck no. Absolutely.
It's just folding a pizza in half.
Pizza size of your fucking head.
Okay, this would be like the size of half a head.
What?
Never mind.
That
all
didn't
right.
make no sense. All size right. of half a head.
All right. Let's.
You mean like a shoulder?
I don't think a shoulder is a half of a head, is it?
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
We need to go to our next guest. Is that all right?
Hey, yeah, I love it.
Okay, great. And Chris, do I have your Audible a yes from you?
Yeah.
That
I'm
we can get
it.
To our next guest?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like being on an airplane. I need...
I'm in the exit
visual
row.
Confirmation. Yeah, yep. Audible confirmation that we're okay to go to our next guest.
I'm locked and loaded, ready. Let's
okay,
do it.
Okay, wonderful.
Let's make
do
it happen.
He is someone who works in the film industry. Is it Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, I'm excited.
Tom Cruise.
I'm really excited
Ben
to find
Affleck.
Out.
Please be Suri Cruise.
Does Suri Cruise work in the film industry?
Please let Suri Cruise come to the podcast.
I don't think it's Suri Cruise. Suri Cruise doesn't have a job yet.
We don't know that.
We don't. Well, we don't know. But the ultimate Nepo baby, I'll tell you that.
I know.
Yeah. Now I'm reading the name out loud. Matthew McConaughey? No, Matthew Zimmerman. Please welcome to the show, Matthew Zimmerman.
So happy to be here, Scott. Thank you so much for having me at the podcast. I hate the stat, so antagonistic.
You hate to stat what?
Start the podcast so antagonistic. But this is a little bit of the problem with the perception of Hollywood is it's a big name if it's somebody you know from on screen or an actor. I work in Hollywood in a very important capacity, and yet you've set me up to be less exciting than these names you know so well.
I apologize for that. Chris, you know this about me. I've always said that the true names above the title on the poster of the film should be everyone but the stars. So you should see the entire credits on a poster above the title of the movie.
I couldn't agree more with you. The poster should be mostly names.
Mostly names. I don't because honestly, I don't want spoilers on the poster. And, you know, like when I went to see Star Wars, I was like, you know, this is about a guy with a laser sword. Yawn.
This spoiled the whole movie for you. Yeah. You can figure out, you can imply everything just from the poster. I was just looking at the one, an Ashton Kutcher movie what is her name? Rest in peace.
Cameron Diaz?
Brittany Murphy,
yeah.
All I know.
I said rest in peace, and you started doing the Rolodex of all the women Ashton Kutcher's been in movies with who are dead, and Brittany Murphy was the one you remembered. Anywho, point being, it's all midriff on her, and you go, oh, I get what's going to happen in this movie. It's just going to be Brittany Murphy's back for the whole movie.
Okay, yeah, I don't know that factored into the plot at all. But
maybe I misunderstand posters, but the point is, I do prosthetics on film, Scott.
You do prosthetics?
Yes, I'm nominated for Maestro this year. I'm nominated for Golden this year. I did the noses on both of them.
You did the nose on Maestro?
I did the nose on Maestro.
That was a really...
That's the star that should be above Bradley Cooper on the title.
That was a very divisive nose.
Yeah, a lot of people say that about my noses, but then they look at me and they go, oh, I see what's happening here.
Yeah, you. I didn't want to say anything, but you have a honker there.
A schnoz.
I wonder if I didn't want to say anything is a good lead up to a statement like that. Because all it puts in my brain is you've been sitting there thinking about how big my nose is.
I have. It was a game time decision. I was like, do I mention the size of everyone's nose before when I introduced them? And I decided not to on this show. But with you, it seemed like it was a mistake because you have a giant one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thank you for the compliment. A nose as big as your head, or somebody
said. The nose the size of a couple eyebrows, that thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Not
in volume.
Eugene Levy or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it's Oscar season, and I'm just out here kind of doing the rounds and trying to get myself the awards because I'm overlooked.
Is there a category for prosthetics on the Academy Awards?
This year for makeup, I am nominated for Golda and for Maestro.
But for Maestro. very divisive noses, Chris said. A lot of people were saying, should it be that big? Should Bradley Cooper, one of the most handsome movie stars, is it like a nose cosplay, you know?
Right. Should they be hiring people with noses that big to play big nose characters?
Yeah, exactly. Like, who has a nose that big that's a movie star? I'm trying to think.
It's very rare to find a movie star with the big bows, but, you know, at the top of my head, it's kind of referenced to the other Bradley Cooper film with Lady Gaga, where she's got the big nose that she points to. Remember that scene?
Yeah. Never forget that scene.
This dude's obsessed with noses.
Yeah.
What's going on with Bradley Cooper and his nose fetish?
I just wish he was peeing on stage more often, you know?
Did he pee on? Oh, the, in
Star
is
Born.
In Star is Born.
He starts pissing himself during the speech. But all I could think about was his fake nose in that. Did you do his nose in that too?
That's how we bet. Yeah, Star is Born. I did his nose.
He had a fake nose in Star is Born?
Oh, yeah. Almost every character you see in a film is fake nose.
Really?
Because of my work. Yeah. It's like how most film sound is recorded after the pact on by a Foley artist or anything like that.
Is there any way to like clear your throat or... Is this just like a cold you have, or is this a,
you
like
do
every...
speak at, like someone who has a completely closed off nasal passage?
I do have what's the thing with my septum is deviated.
So sleep you work on noses, yeah. You don't know what a septum is?
Well, no, just the word didn't occur to me. I'm rarely on microphone, so yeah.
I don't want to make any like conspiracy style accusations, but you sound like someone wearing a fake nose over your own
yeah,
nose.
Yeah, do you mind if we tug on your nose?
I'm
not even, I got the cheeks. You get the nose.
Yeah. Wait, you're holding me down by the cheeks?
I got the cheeks.
Well, can you move?
No, I'm stuck. I can't move. Yeah. I'm frozen like a cat.
Jeez, all right, let's fucking head. Okay, okay.
Phew.
Yeah, didn't come off.
Phew. He seems relieved it didn't come off like it's supposed to come off.
No, phew, my real nose stayed on.
I don't know. I think that thing's fake. I'm coming for it.
That was incredibly aggressive, Christopher Gethin.
Oh, that's, if you ask anybody, my reputation is as an incredibly aggressive human being.
I could tell from you that even the shirt you're wearing, Jawbreaker, it's like, I could tell that, I picture you in Berkeley, 1995, you know, punching, kicking an elbow in, as telling everyone that your presence is the present or whatever.
Those are some very accurate references to the 90s punk band Jawbreaker. Yeah.
So you're out there trying to get the award. Do you think you'll win it? I mean, it was the biggest nose. See, this is the thing, like, you did the biggest nose.
I did the big, and if the reward was just our biggest nose, I do think that should be the Oscar. It should just be biggest nose.
Yeah, I mean,
and it
like,
would affect the films we watch.
It, on the acting side, it's always who does the most acting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Biggest
who shouts
acting.
The most?
Yeah, but I have been snubbed. The only award I have ever gotten was from the MTV Movie Awards for the penis I did in Boogie Nights. which was, of course, inspired by, it was originally a nose prosthetic.
Now, this is John C. Reilly's penis?
It's unseen in the film, yeah. I did all the penises. All actors are wearing prosthetic penises, whether you see them or not.
I knew this because on my show, we made everyone wear prosthetic penises. Every guest, every person.
You're wearing the fake penis right now.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing Kelly Cuoco and going, "Woly moly."
Cuoco, loco.
Cuoco, loco.
Loco, call loco.
So yeah, I mean, you should win. I mean, it was giant, that thing.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I hear from me, but also all the below the line, you know, they're cutting them out of the broadcast. Kibble probably isn't even going to mention by name in the show. And it's just, I work so hard on these noses and I change the form of films.
I mean, part of, you know, film is a collaborative medium. So part of it is like you had to find a cinematographer who could fit the nose in frame.
Figure out what lens they're going to use to get the nose in the frame. And I have to work with them on the nose.
Yeah, because quite often in that film, like, there was danger of him turning to the side and then the nose just going out of frame. And then
all the time they go, "We got to do that again." The nose left the frame. And then everyone goes, "God damn it, Matthew." And I go, "It's not my fault that the nose is leaving frame. I made the nose accurate to Cooper or whoever he's playing in the movie."
You don't know who he's playing in Maestro?
He's playing Maestro, baby.
Oh, man, I got a joke about Maestro here.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
I'm like, Guma, she wants me to take her to see Maestro. I says, "If you want me to die, why don't you shoot me in the head? That way I don't have to watch Bradley Cooper sing." My Guma.
He doesn't sing in Maestro, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know if you know what Maestro
is. Yeah,
about.
He sings. There's a dance montage where he's singing.
Oh, yeah, that little sailor boy. The little sailor boy
moment. I guess there's the on the town portion of it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I walked out.
I got to say, for this industry, and I heard some of your discussion earlier. I find that your comedy to be too misogynistic.
Whoa.
It's all at the expense of this woman who you will not commit to.
Whoa, I love my Guma. What are you talking about?
You say you love her, but then commit to her. You know, I'm a jilted man. I've been somebody's Guma before.
I'm so sorry, really. You're not in a relationship.
No. My work is my relationship. My nose is my relationship. You know, that's...
Are you trying to say you have sex with your prosthetic noses?
That's not what I'm trying to say. It happens to be true for me.
So wait, so Bradley Cooper's giant nose, how's it feel going in that thing?
Oh, baby.
So freaking good. Oh,
I wouldn't do it if it wasn't absolutely food of the gods for my penis.
Wait, were you doing it like in between takes? Or
no, not till rap. Not till we rap. Oh, okay. Yeah, after rap. Yeah.
Wait, is it still on him?
When I do it?
Yeah.
It depends what the actor wants. I never force an actor to keep it on for it, but I do ask if they want to.
That's so nice. Sure. That's polite.
It's, yeah.
It's like
polite.
Louis C.K. used to ask. But you know what? Who was you a guma for? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So I'm piecing together the syntax of that sentence.
Who's was you a guma for?
I need like a New York translator.
It's like a Dr.
here.
Seuss page.
Yuza, who's a...
It's not anybody you would know. It's another below. You know, I wish you knew them because I wish to get with you all the below the line people.
Sure. But, I think we should know every single person in the world.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Well, can I? I don't want to be too divisive, but I do feel like someone has to bring it up. Like, I fully support the idea that below the line workers deserve and need more credit. I'm with you. But you're saying like Kimmel won't mention me because of that. But there is kind of an elephant in the room, which is, you know, that knows a lot of people said it was a very anti-Semitic choice, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like maybe that's why they're not. Maybe that's why Kimmel's not going to specifically shout out Bradley Cooper's nose while hosting the Oscars.
I had read, by the way, that you had the opportunity to take your name off of the film, and you chose to keep it on.
I asked them to make it bigger,
just like the nose.
Just
right?
Like the nose.
Size your
nose
fucking
on that
head.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting conversation because even to speak out and say the nose is anti-Semitic means that you're being a little anti-Semitic by saying that. To see a nose, like people say it to me all the time. They go, whoa, this guy's an anti-Semite. And I go, because I'm Jewish and I have a big nose? It's just the way I am.
Yeah. Well, I remember once I was sitting outside my apartment out in the valley, and it was a big Russian population of people. And someone came up to me and said, like, are you a Russian Jew? And I was like, oh, because of my nose? Oh, no, I'm not. But it felt kind of like I was the victim of anti-Semitism.
Wow, even though you saying that as a non-Jew is a very interesting conversation piece.
But don't you agree?
I very much agree that man was being anti-Semitic.
Take a lesson from me, because I've gotten canceled before. You need to delete that out of the podcast.
Really? You've gotten canceled?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Not Tony Sohn, New York.
So on the stand-up circuit, I got canceled.
Really?
Too much about gumas, I guess.
Every joke?
Every joke. They hated it.
Okay, well, I'll take your advice. I'll definitely... Oh, wait, our editing machine is still broken. Fuck, this thing hasn't been fixed for like a decade at this point.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't know. All right, well, I guess it stays in. But yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I wouldn't be taking the credit for this nose.
This is unbelievable in 2024 that I can't make Golda Meir and Maestro's nose big, huge, and Jewish without getting some sort of blowback.
I know. I think you can. I just think
is that
it's
a pun.
I just think it's a little, Scott. I just feel like it's a little presumptuous to say Kimmel's not going to bring up my nose because he's against below the line workers.
Yeah, when he's probably going to bring it up to talk about how anti-Semitic it was and make a joke about it.
If anything, you know, we should have more Jewish nose representation on screen so people don't think this about the characters. It's not enough Jewish noses out there. Jewish penises, anything that, you know, Jewish bodies need to be represented more on
screen. It'd be hard to do a prosthetic to make a penis smaller.
Oh my God, dang.
Yeah, what's
we need to cancel this out of the podcast.
Sorry, Tony, do you not want to be my co-host?
Pull back the curtain on that. How do you do that?
Make a like a penis like for a certain
like Willem Dafoe, there's all these Hollywood urban legends. He has a huge hog.
Right.
If he has to play a small
how
penis,
big,
man.
Sizable.
Supposedly, Willem Dafoe apparently has the biggest penis in Hollywood.
And
what if he has to play a small penis man? How
a
do you.
Certain goblin's penis is a little.
The shade of green, of course.
Well, you know, with Dafoe, just as a quick side note, you can Google it. There's a GIF of him in a play swinging around that big thing, and it's incredible.
Oh, dang. So, I'd love to see that.
The first thing you do...
Oh, it sounds inspiring.
Okay. All right.
It also sounds like you can, like...
Yeah, sounds pretty easy.
He made it pretty clear.
Maybe you couldn't get it through the Kindle. But...
I had to talk to my mom. I don't do technology. She does it for me.
Okay. Well, it's going to look good for you, and it's an amazing penis. But what I would do is, first of all, you try to do all prosthetics practically. So first I would ask if the actor was comfortable pulling penis in, and you do tape or any sort of... you know, hair clips and stuff. What you would do with someone's hair for a wig, you do with the penis too.
Hair clips.
Wow. Yeah. And so it's a long process, you know. For I remember when we did The Grinch, I think Jim spent 4 hours in the penis chair before start every day.
The Grinch is naked, so that makes sense.
I saw one of these. I've seen one of these penis chairs before. So they're laying backwards, right? Their legs are.
It's like in stirrups, sort of.
Their feet are in stirrups, but then the hips and the legs, it's like, yeah, it's like a gynecologist type situation.
I've never heard the emphasis on the O in gynecologist.
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 Yeah, it's like that. They're stirrups up, their back, and then you pull the penis down between their legs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're working from under them if it's a big one like that. And so, and that way it's totally clinical because you're not looking at their face or their body.
So it's like a car, just, like when you work in a car.
I slide right under there on the little wheelie thing, and I get out and I wipe my hands on a rag because, yeah. Inherently, you're going to get a little messy. I throw the rag on my shoulder and I say, yeah, that's going to cost us. But to answer your question, I'm so glad about your curiosity about the business.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it on the Chris Gethard show. I don't know, because public access, if you went natural under your pants or what you did.
Public access. Once we went to cable, the actual penis manipulation
Panini
was
press.
That was one of the big the Paninus press was we actually used I don't that was new technology at the time
I
the Paninus press.
Penis press
you invented the Paninus press
yeah
it wow. made everything a lot quicker and flatter
I'm glad it worked
because you don't want any bulges. You know how there's someone on set all the time like smoothing out your sweater or
mint brush constant
you know, you don't
brushing.
Want any bulges there down there so use the Paninus press.
The Paninus press, does it have ridges on it? Like, are we talking like little
ruffles?
Grill marks on there? Or am I talking just fully toasted?
No, it's like, right now, what we do is with ridges. But we're working on, first of all, I've partnered with the Theragun people to do a more of a press that is less ridged and flattening.
Oh, that's good.
But the Paninus press was...
it was cool you invented it. I can just say it was around like 2017, 18, we were using it on our show. And it was at that time... largely the technology. You say you invented it. It was mostly just, hey, now it's time. We're going live in 15 minutes. You got to come stick your penis in this panini press.
Yeah.
It's just a panini press and then... It's like a George Foreman grill style thing. And
they were all hot, too, which is complicates the process.
Yeah, really
know,
hot.
Like, you're really
and the people operating it were hot. So it was hot. They were hot. And they just really just clamped down to make sure no penis showed up on
so
TV.
You're very confused because you're like, I'm looking at a hot woman.
Yeah.
And this is making it bigger when I want it to be flatter.
Yeah.
When we figure out a better system, we'll use it. But it was discovered by accident by me while making a panini, like most wonderful inventions were. And I went, oh, hang on. This could speed up my penis shrinking for movies.
Wait, so like vaccines were invented by people making paninis?
So your dick just fell into that thing and then
shut
it?
Was it an accident or were you doing it just experimenting?
So many questions.
My dick's also
I kind of want to know if it just flopped in there or if you just had a moment of inspiration.
Well, like any decent human being, I make my sandwiches naked Winnie the Pooh style pants down.
Well, that's how I make all my pizza pies too. No pants.
Well, that includes the yeast infection then.
Absolutely. You got to watch out for that.
It flopped in while I was making myself a brie ham and apple sandwich.
You put the apples in the press?
What's that?
No, never mind.
You got to put the apples in the press. I mean, the apples...
Apple slices are already flat.
Need them flatter? You don't press the apples. You press the sandwich with the apples inside
the
of them.
The apples
Scott
need
Akabed.
To be hot.
Sorry, Tony.
The apples need to be hot, too.
He's about to blow his top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You got me... Hired off
hey, sorry we're talking about penises so much to our listeners. This is what happens when you get four guys talking on a podcast. You
That's
know?
What we do.
That's what we do.
Don't get me started on my hog.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Do you have anything else in the works here? Any movies coming up?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of exciting stuff on the pipeline right now. Let's see. As far as nose prosthetics, we're working on... I'm working with Marvel for a new nosy superhero.
Really?
Yes. So that should be interesting.
Is this a superhero that exists or this is a...
It's Superman. It's a Jewish Superman.
I don't know about
Marvel.
This.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
I had hoped that was your speech impediment.
That's just Jewish Superman. It's Marvel is a great
Superman already was.
He was invented by two Jewish creators.
Yeah.
Yes, but they never engage with his Judaism, do they? Martha Kent and
there was always at least three pages devoted to him. You know, going and reciting from the Torah in between adventures.
I do remember
went over huge in the late '30s. They loved it in the late '30s.
I don't care what Lex Luthor's doing. It's the Shabbos. We'll see you the bar, Superman.
God wouldn't want, or G/D, sorry. All right, look, good luck to you at the Oscars coming up.
Thank you. Please pray for me or whatever you do. Vote for me if you're on the committee or whatever.
Bradley's going to thank you? You think
Bradley's
going to win, but do you think he's going to thank you?
He better. I mean, I would feel very disappointed. If there's a camera on me while he's doing his speech, you will see my disappointment fall from my face and my nose.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be a big camera on you.
I don't think the camera's going to see anything but that nose. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. It's my calling card in a lot of ways, so I don't mind people remembering.
Do you just model all of your prosthetics on your own nose? Is that what it is?
Caught. You caught me.
Really?
They're like, calling me Scott.
Even the dick stuff, too?
What's that?
Even the dick?
Yeah, it's all me. It's like how Fosse, everybody made fun of the way Fosse danced. And he said, I'm going to make it a whole version of dancing, and everyone's going to dance like me, even right. The king of bop.
So the Boogie Nights dick is based on your nose?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Asked and answered. All right. Well, good luck to you at the Oscars. We're going to have to take a break. Can you stick around, though?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. When we come back, we're going to have a vocal specialist. So, you could use this. This will be exciting for you.
How do you mean? Why would I need it?
When we come back, we're going to have more with Chris Gethard. We're going to have more Tony Soni, more Matthew Zimmerman, plus a vocal specialist. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You got to admit, shopping for humans? Ugh. It's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Price drop. Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Chris Gethard. Dad at Peace is the book, and one can access this by going to something.
Everand.com. Thank you so much, Scott.
And or Everand's?
Everand.
Everand.com.
Yeah.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
Matthew, what were you going to say?
Oh, I just like learning that the previous app was called Scribd. I pronounce it Scribed in my head when I would use it.
Was it a double B?
Scribd.
You may be correct.
I don't know.
I believe it was. I thought it was Scribd as someone who wrote for them. But
yeah, I'm sure they've said
either
it
way. That's dead and gone.
R.I.P. Scribd.
Or Scribd.
I hope my copy of Eddie Baker's play The Flick isn't also gone with that app.
I think it's still out there somewhere for you.
I hope so.
And if it's not, I'll buy you a copy. What do you say?
Whoa! And I'll buy you a copy.
What was that?
Like a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee.
You guys want a cup of coffee?
We also have Sony New York here.
I made you all pepperonis, by the way.
Yeah, you just gave us a slice of pepperoni. And
there
when you say
go.
You
One
made
for
it,
you. What for you?
You didn't heat it up or anything.
It's like just... Oprah. I'm throwing them out like frisbees.
Oh, so you're Oprah, not the pepperonis like Oprah.
No, the pepperoni's not like Oprah. It's the size of a head.
Right. Oh, the size of Oprah's head, maybe. Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen her in real life.
That's our once in real life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't get a car from her.
No.
Yeah, you expect her to just like give out cars everywhere she goes.
Not even a Hot Wheels or anything?
No, I was at a wedding and it was like, hey, I'm here.
You were at Stedman's wedding.
Yeah, that's right. That was a Stedman's wedding.
Well, she was probably in a bad mood.
All right, let's get to our next guest. Hopefully they're in a good mood. She's a vocal specialist. Please welcome to the show, Chutney C. Rabbit.
Hello. Whoa.
Beautiful.
Would you listen to that? Wow.
Let me show you something really quick.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Hello. Spot the difference?
Yeah, one, it seemed like you were doing like a Grover impression.
That is correct.
Yeah. And then the other was...
The other was from my glottis.
Ah, I see.
A lot of glottis. A lot of glottis in your voice, Scott. Really good.
Is that a compliment or is that a slam?
No. That's no dig. Oh, okay. That's a compliment.
Thank you so much.
You've got a lot of glottis. I'm worried about the other two.
Whoa, I hope I have some glottis in me too.
Tony's all yeast.
There's
all
three,
yeast.
Yeah, three other people here in the room, by the way, not just two.
Oh, Chris is great. Chris is all glottis. It's great.
Oh, thank you so
great.
Much.
Great. Yeah,
thank
it's gorgeous.
You so much.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. There's a nice husk. Yeah.
Oh, thank
great.
You. That's quite nice of you.
And then of course there's Matthew over here.
Glottis night.
Matthew sounds like his vocal cords have turned to dust.
It's quite possible.
It's possible. I haven't been to an ENT in years.
Sounds like you're sort of underwater all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, why haven't you been to an ENT? At least go to the N.
Those? Hey.
That took a little while.
I had to go through each letter to know what he meant.
That's all right.
Chutney, it's so great to have you on. Now, you're a vocal specialist.
That's correct.
What do you do? Who do you work with? All these questions.
I've worked with all the greats. I've worked with Ruben Studdard.
Okay.
I've worked with Fantasia Barrino.
Oh, okay.
I've worked with David Archuleta.
Okay, so a lot of American Idol people.
Were they all second place people?
Yes, mostly runners-up or top 10.
Oh. Now, Ruben won.
But they all made Los Angeles. They all made it to L.A. Yeah. Or Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ruben won.
That's right. Clay Aiken came in second on that year.
Clay came in second, but sort of had a better career afterwards.
I mean, who can say?
But that's neither here nor there.
Sure.
Clay Aiken, more like Slay Aiken.
Did I stutter?
I would say more like my ears are aching, but...
Hey, that's pretty good. You could use that at the pizza show.
Do you want me to ghostwrite for you your jokes? Or?
My grandma writes all my jokes.
Wait, your grandma's writing all these jokes about her?
We're not talking about it right now.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's talk about vocal specialists the job that you have of being one.
Yes.
What do we look out for when we use our voices? What are these things that we should be doing or should not be doing?
You should be using your diaphragm, not to be mistaken with diagram.
Okay. Sure, there's an extra H in there. Somewhere.
Yeah, one's
Scott
a, one's
furiously
more like...
crossing out of the spelling on the paper there.
You should be drinking, you should be hydrating. And, you know, they say the voice is the portal to the soul and the rest of the inside and the outside of your body. I learned
Who
that.
Says that? Because they say that about the eyes.
I learned that at the Institute.
Oh, what's the Institute? Where is
it?
It
is in the Glendale Galleria. And I went into a lot of debt doing that, but I got a master's there at the Institute.
So this is the Galleria. This isn't even the...
It's the in the Galleria.
The outside mall? I mean, that's...
It's in the second...
So it's in the
it's
dead
in P2
Galleria?
Of the Galleria. It's okay. Under P1.
This is very specific to LA people, but they built an outdoor shopping mall.
It's an indoor parking structure. It's in a structure on the lower level of a mall in Glendale.
You're more likely to see it if you're not going to... You don't want to pay for parking at the Americana. You go to the free lot right there.
Yeah.
You
that's
walk right
correct.
By the Institute.
Even I know this from New York.
That's
you
right.
Park you park over there, you walk over.
On your way to Potato Quarter.
So this is where you studied.
That's where I studied. I learned a lot about the voice. I learned a lot about the body.
I hope so.
And I'd love to talk to you guys kind of about, you know, I consider myself a little bit of a voice psychic.
What's
wow.
Oh, I don't know
a
what
voice
that means.
Psychic.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the voice kind of carries all your stinkers and your secrets. I can hear it in the way you talk. I can tell a lot about you.
I can tell
you can
you're full
my
of stinkers over there. I can tell.
Because my big nose?
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
How's
I
your
meant
with
Scott,
that big
nose?
You're going to get canceled.
Hey.
So take us through what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, take us through.
I want to know if I have more stinkers or more secrets.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, okay, Chris, just take me through just what your day sounds like. You know, take me through what your morning was. And then based off that, I'll let you know what I'm getting from your voice.
Okay, so just describe my day.
Okay, I heard everything I need to hear.
Wow.
Okay.
He didn't even really do it. He just said he.
I was just asking for clarification. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. How's your fiber intake?
Seems low.
Why are you looking at me, Chris?
Because it's kind of eerie, actually. Oh, I've been dealing with a bunch of stomach stuff lately.
Do you have like diverculitis?
Got SIBO?
I actually just recently had a colonoscopy. They're trying to. That's wild. That's actually wild that you nailed
that's
that.
That's crazy. Wow. What were the results of the colonoscopy?
I mean, it was so recent. I'm actually still waiting.
You're still waiting.
The fact that you could immediately sense some that is
incredible.
That's huge.
That is shocking.
That's huge. You're a magician.
I'm not gonna lie. I was a skeptic and rolling my eyes at it.
100%.
I want to apologize.
Fully on board. Fully
so.
On board. Take my money. Tell me what you need. That was incredible.
Okay. I gotta counsel you. Don't give her money.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
This is your children's.
I take money.
No. He'll be fine. Okay.
You just have to send it over the Cash App.
Okay. Cash
totally
app.
Legit.
No apps, no things. Anyway,
Cash App is the least shady of the.
What else did you get from Chris?
Okay. Fiber intake. Talk a little more.
And again, you just need me to go ahead and just.
Okay. Oh no.
What? Oh no.
Oh,
this is
no.
bad.
Oh no.
It's bait.
Oh no.
What?
You're going to die soon.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh no.
I'm so sorry, Chris.
Oh what? No.
How? You're on board with
how? Did you recently watch a tape? You're going to die in 7 days.
This is really, really strange.
Oh my God.
This is really, really strange. But I was driving in New Jersey where I live.
Right.
And I saw a garbage bag on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what came over me, but I just said, I need to see what's inside mm-hmm. it.
What?
And there was a VHS tape.
No.
Where did you watch the VHS tape?
But that was the thing. I felt really compelled to watch it. I went to a series of secondhand shops and thrift stores until I bought a number of VCRs that no longer worked.
The RCA hookups and everything?
Shocked how often they don't work when you find it. And I finally found it. And it was almost like this weird compulsion came over me. And then, when I watched the tape, there was this... woman who had very kind of sunken
eyes. Oh, that bitch.
Yeah.
You know her well?
You know that bitch?
Hey.
You know that bitch?
Don't call women bitches, okay?
No, this one is like... This one in particular. I'm with you.
Me.
I'm with you, but this one was a visible bitch.
Yeah.
And she kind
the
of
one that crawled out of the TV and all that.
Mumbled a bunch of things.
Oh, whoa.
Tony. Remember, there's a lady present.
That's insane.
Oh, sorry.
You could tell that from my voice.
My wife was here.
Between that and the stomach issues, wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Scott, you have good credit, is what I'm getting from your voice.
I do. I've barely spoken, but I do have good, wow.
I was just ruminating on that.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow, so gonna die in 7 days. Sorry about that, but I have good credit, so that's...
Matthew, I didn't get to hear from you enough.
Oh, God.
I'm too scared to talk.
You don't want the dying in 7 days thing?
I'm too scared to know anything. I don't want to know anything. I'm too scared to
talk. Are you able to smell through your nose?
No.
Yeah.
What do you smell through? Your butthole?
What?
Orally?
No. Orally and anally. Yeah. It's like any sort of thing where you lose the scent somewhere, it becomes stronger elsewhere.
Oh, the daredevil.
Unfortunately, smelling through your butt means that I'm constantly stinking.
Oh, no.
Or smelling stinks.
Smelling just, fart sounds.
I do have trouble smelling. But I'm a very superstitious person, and this is making me so anxious for Chris, of course. Happy for Scott's credit, but...
What do you got, 800?
So many people I need to call.
I'm actually 1,600. What? They do it on SAT.
1,600?
Yeah. Mama mia pizzeria, that's me.
My credit is 418.
Bunch of regrets.
Dang, that's
I have
really low.
A bunch of apologies I need
honestly,
to make.
Chris, it's great to know that you're gonna die, right?
No,
like, I would hate to die in 7 days and not know about it.
I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. You guys can just keep talking about your credit scores. It's just I'm gonna process my
Chris, let me tell you this.
Yeah,
you're gonna die in 7 days, but they're gonna be the most extraordinary 7 days of your life. You're gonna fuck, you're gonna laugh, you're gonna feast, you're gonna play with small animals.
Really?
Turn up his voice.
In that order?
I hope so.
Sounds like an average day with Michael Moss.
Because I gotta say, if it's the small animals and then the fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck the small animals. That sounds
And then a feast, or don't eat them after you fuck them. Don't eat them at all.
I'm having a hard time reading you. Is the Guma your relative or someone?
Well, no, my Guma, love my life. Smartest woman. She is a gift from God. I stare into her eyes every day.
But are you related to her?
Right.
She is technically a distant cousin.
When you say distant, what do you mean? Like she lives a couple towns over?
Like she's your aunt's daughter?
Yeah. She's my uncle's...
That's so distant.
My uncle's daughter. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
She's my grandma.
Sure.
I love it. She makes me a better man when I look at her.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, your first cousin?
First cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the distant ones.
You am having a hard time reading because there's just so much pizza dough blocking. I can't hear.
Yeah, you're like spinning up. There's just morsels of like pizza coming out of your mouth.
Everybody relax. Come on, I love a reading.
That's not making me feel better.
No worries.
No, it's just coming out of your pores.
Just a little yeast.
Yeah, you're sweating yeast.
Your yeast infection is like rising. It's like coming out of your
pores. You're almost floating in your hands.
Oh, you're an Aries cusp and a yeast rising. That's right.
What can I say?
What are some of these? Can we do anything with our voices? Like say like hypothetical, like Chris doesn't want to die in 7 days. Can
sure.
he do something with his
I
voice
don't.
To make him?
That's not hypothetical. It's not just, hypothetical? Just to make
okay.
it clear, that
it's
is
just pie in the sky hypothetical.
That is the
he
reality.
Doesn't want to die in 7 days.
I'll shoot you in the head if you want.
No.
Yeah,
I just
don't want the 7 days.
If you don't want to die in 7 days,
I just don't want to. To be clear, the 7 days is not my issue.
If she
I don't want to die.
We'll pay for it.
Who are you fucking talking about?
Sorry, Tony. We're brothers.
Oh my god.
Sorry to misgender you, Tony.
Jesus.
I do it to bust your balls.
Yay, I bust your balls, you stupid little piece of shit.
I do feel a feminine kinship to you. I feel warmth from
Tony.
Oh, that's
nice to hear, yeah.
But okay, what do you... If you don't want to die in 7 days, I hear you. Okay, I can take you guys through some warm-ups.
Yeah.
That's going
to
help.
Let's have some warm-ups.
We got to get Chris's voice as healthy as possible, otherwise...
Yeah, maybe you could make it to 8.
Yeah.
Okay, let's... So, tip of the tongue today.
And we're supposed to say this?
That's correct.
Tip of the tongue today.
And it's still coming up big that he's going to die.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Gosh,
can you make an adjustment? You know how when you go into a chiropractor, they make an adjustment that actually fixes your thing?
I hear you.
What do you do?
Okay. Okay. We got to pull out the big guns. I do this for those that have nodes or throat goblins. You got to get into the lowest register possible. And you guys are familiar with the song Pocket Full of Sunshine. So as low,
I got a pocket full of sunshine.
I don't know that I know that song, Chris. Maybe.
Weird. No, it's a classic from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
I know that it's all mine. Oh.
Oh, he sounds like he's going to die. Right?
Yeah, his notes are dust.
Can you take it a little lower, Chris, maybe? Do that Pocket Full of Sunshine song?
Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Okay, all right.
Sort of like
I love it in spoken words.
I'm in a very bad headspace right now, guys. I don't necessarily need notes.
Put your phone down. Stop texting your family. It's
I'm
okay.
telling them that I love them, and I'm telling my brother that I need to see him soon.
Well, it's not like you're on this podcast while you're on your phone.
Yeah, put it down. It's not like you're on the plane going down right now. Like,
oh,
you have 7
Chris,
days.
Chris, I've just realized something.
Grow up.
It's your brother who's going to die
what?
In 7 days. You're fine.
No, that's almost worse.
It's just
congratulations,
brother.
Buddy.
That's almost worse in so many ways.
I'll shoot him in the fucking head.
No, that's not what
no,
I mean.
No, you don't need to
kill
him.
Yeah, we'll pay for it. I'll take care of it.
Pay for what exactly? Like the bullet?
I'll pay for all the expenses. Yeah, you know, buying the gun, the bullets.
Make sure you put me up somewhere nice.
Mailing the bullet to your brother's widow.
But don't worry, he's going to fuck. He's going to suck. He's going to be small animals. He's going to
He's going to fucking suck. My brother's going to fucking suck before he dies.
Think about that.
Matthew, fuck him
Think
with his big nose.
If he wants it, I'll do it. I mean, everybody wants one nose fuck before they die.
That is true.
Now I got to decide if I'm going to tell him or if I just let him live his life.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know from very recently what it feels like to know you're going to die, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I know what.
Go ahead.
No, by all means.
I just learned from a crossword that Nobel started the Nobel Prize after mistakenly seeing his own obituary. So maybe you could do something now that you like. Yeah.
He didn't mistakenly see his own obituary, by the way. They mistakenly printed an obituary.
Oh, they didn't print it behind his back. And then
he hadn't broken into the newspaper office and rifled through the drawers.
That's a fun word, obituary. It's like a dance in my mouth.
I was
not
confused
a fun
by that because I
thought
it was going to be the Obies. I thought the word was the Obies because of the obituary part of it. And then it turned out to be Nobel's. Anyway.
Tell me something. I need my future told over here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. What do we got for Tony Sony?
I got issues with my fucking wife.
Yeah, that's very... But your wife sounds tremendous.
She
I'd love to meet your wife.
She works for the president and everything.
She works for the president? So, like the current one?
Yeah, and she's...
I thought she did butt lifts.
She does.
I'm getting something.
That explains a lot.
Biden's been looking...
You seen him trying to go downstairs?
She did the dog, too. Yeah. She made that dog bite everybody. That's,
Your wife did that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They wanted the dog to be more aggressive.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow. So experimental science kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Tony, I have to say, when I first met you, I did not imagine you'd apply so much to current events.
You seem like a stereotype from 40 years ago.
Hey, and yet, hey.
Whoa, hey, hey. You know, like
I'm current,
you.
Like, I'm fresh.
That right there actually was kind of a stereotype.
What?
Hey,
hey. Hey, oh, yeah.
What are you getting right now?
I'm getting something pretty wild.
Whoa.
And I want you to be okay with the fact that your wife is not just doing political stuff with Joe Biden.
Well,
they're involved.
You mean
what? Joe Biden is
kind
her
of
guma?
Involved are we talking?
Are they doing the horizontal mambo?
Is she Biden's guma?
They're doing the limbo, they're doing the mambo, they're doing the mambo number 5.
Oh,
and
no,
there's a third involved.
No.
It's what? Your guma.
No.
What?
What?
No.
Not my guma, not the woman of my freaking dreams.
Your wife, your guma, and Joe Biden
are all fucking?
And sucking.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
It'd be bad enough with the fucking.
Oh, no. I'm going to be puking. I'm puking my pizza pies up.
Okay. No. Yeast coming out of your
That's
body.
That's so bad for your voice. There's so much reflux happening.
Oh, there's
so much
yeast everywhere.
Okay, now there's tomato sauce coming out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Am I crazy or are you getting physically smaller?
Those pepperonis are the size of dimes.
Are you getting smaller?
You're like 4 feet tall right now.
What the fuck is going on?
Some Charlie in the Chocolate
You're like the
factory.
Size of Francesca Bolognese right now.
Is he made of fucking
You're smaller than your own pepperonis.
Please.
And now you're Oliver Twist?
Please.
What, just because you say please? Not anyone who says please is like Oliver Twist, I gotta say.
Please.
My bad.
Otherwise, we'd have a terrible society if no one could say please
I'm
without people accusing
people
them of being
Oliver
Twist.
Oh, man. Every time someone's polite, I always think
Tony,
it's an
are
orphan.
You all right? Do you need some pizza put back in your body?
Yeah. Give me a pizza size of my fucking head.
Okay, yeah, literally, that's a big pizza now. Yeah.
No wonder you thought heads were so small.
Tony, do you want any other toppings besides cheese, sauce,
pepperoni?
And pepperoni? Or?
Like maybe mushrooms?
It's a pizza
or
pie.
You could put mushrooms on a pizza or
sausage.
This is freaking Domino's.
Olives?
Scott doesn't have an oven. Let me put it in the Panitas press here. Just
okay.
Pick it up.
Here, how about we all just warm it with our bodies?
Put me in there, too.
Okay, yeah, let's all do dog pile on top of the pizza.
Let's all just pile up.
Yeah, well, let's get it up to body temperature.
I'm holding on to Matthew's penis.
All right, the okay. Pizza's up to 40 degrees now.
40 degrees, here you go.
Okay, I'm doing better.
Okay, yeah, yeah, you've shot up another foot and a half.
I have to say, I am a little bit superstitious, but I also have a bit of skepticism in me. And so far, none of your predictions are provable, Chutney. I mean, you know, it seems like you maybe realize that if Chris doesn't die soon, we'll know you're wrong. So you pick someone further away from all of us.
Well, why don't we all meet at this same spot in 1 week?
I'll tell you what,
and we'll see if Chris's brother
dies. We'll take a break right now, and then we'll meet in 1 week. We'll take a week
Perfect.
Break. Here we go. And we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Hi, everyone, and we're back. It's 7 days later.
You guys like my haircut?
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
It's not great.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
And I would, to answer your question, yeah, I do.
Suck it, Matthew.
I do like your haircut.
So it all came true?
Not exactly.
Oh, really? What happened?
Close enough.
Close enough? What does that mean?
Now I want to know more.
My brother's not dead, but he's living a life worse than death.
That's what I meant.
What, is he married?
Well, I wish you'd been more specific.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Life worse than death?
He lost all his crypto.
And okay, wait, he lost all his crypto?
That is it?
That's
this
it?
This is real. He lost all his crypto.
I was vague. I said death comes in many shapes and forms.
Not just his Bitcoin. Not just his Bitcoin.
No Ethereum.
I would hate it if I lost all
his
my crypto.
Ethereum.
No NFTs.
Is yeah. Is weird yeah. Political ones.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
No hologram of Joe Biden. Nothing
His Dogecoin?
Left. No Doge. Oh, no Doge
he
a cat.
Lost all his
no.
Doge coins. Oh.
Did he fuck and suck and have a big meal and see?
I would hope.
Small edibles?
I know that he did have at least one or two big meals because I was there. I didn't ask my brother. I'm going to sit at a dinner table with my brother and casually say, "Hey, you've been fucking and sucking lately." And
weird. I talk to my sister about that all the time.
Who's your sister?
She's a twin.
We don't have time to talk to them about that. But next time, bring her on.
A twin?
Doesn't that mean your twin?
I don't want to talk about it.
I guess it doesn't mean that.
Yeah,
I guess
you could have twins.
Could be the twin
you
could of have another twins. Sister.
Yeah, that's correct. She's a twin, not mine.
Okay, interesting. Well, this is, I mean, I'm so glad we met back here just to prove that everything you were talking about is exact.
Yeah.
And Chutney, where can people find you and find your services?
I'm doing a pop-up shop at P3 in Pasadena. You guys can come, and all you have to do, you got to do is talk to me for, you know, 10 or so seconds, and, you know, I'll take care of the rest.
Okay, this is good. Yeah. All right, well, we are running out of time here on the show. We only have time for one final feature.
What is that?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's a little something called plugs. All right, that was Plugs by Trendy Dad. Thank you. So that could be a title of one of your future books, although you're
I don't
say
think
you're
I'm
going to
write
books.
Anymore. I've realized life's a little too short. And
it really is.
I'm going to spend most of my time just telling the people I love.
And fucking and sucking and playing with animals.
That I did also play with some very cute small animals in the past
week.
Did.
So. Okay, good for you.
Capybara.
What are we talking, hamsters?
Capybaras, mostly.
Oh, okay, good. what do we have? What are we plugging? Chris, obviously, the book Dad at Peace is out right now, and people can get that how?
At everand.com. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want to know more about that nonprofit I'm building, you can go to laughingtogether.org.
Laughingtogether.org. That's wonderful. All right, Tony, New York, what do you want to plug?
Hey, okay, obviously, I want to plug my grandma. I fucking love her. She is my world.
She's your first cousin.
She's my cousin. I love her to death. No, I got no notes over here. And I want to plug one of her favorite people's accounts at LILYYILY.
Too complicated.
Rolls off the tongue. No notes on that either. Can never be changed. Also, this book changed my life. Hey, Randy, and hopefully going deep on CBB World soon. Mm-hmm. And just everybody out there. Just be nice to your guma.
And your guma.
And my guma.
A whole episode ragging on your guma, and then you say that.
My guma.
This is like Don Rickles at the end of his show. He's done like an hour about racist comedy, and then, hey, we all got to get along with each other.
My guma's going to the deli the other day. She says she's getting an Italian beef. I says, I got one right here. She says, that last time that gave me food poisoning. My guma.
Okay. She writes these jokes?
So she was in Chicago then?
No, she was in New York. She was getting Italian beef.
Italian beef? Is that a Chicago?
She got a Chicago. Chip.
That's a notoriously Chicago beef.
People don't say that.
Hey, we were in Little Chicago in New York.
Oh, it's great how there's a Little Chicago in every major city.
Then we
it?
Went to Little Las Vegas, so we went to Little. Yeah. Cincinnati.
All right, Matthew, what do you want to plug?
Well, of course, any of my films, root for me at the Oscars, and then there's Mad Dog Pod, the Improv and Conversation podcast. There's biggrandewebsite.com for all comedy from the group Big Grande, and on CBB World, there's Eat, Pray, Dunk with Bill Walton and Hey Randy.
That's right. And Mark Rennie's back on that show.
Mark Rennie is back. We lost him for a month, and now he's back.
All right,
and
wonderful.
Funnier than ever.
All right, and Chutney C. Rabbits, what do you want to plug?
Yeah, I have a book coming out called The Voice is the Penis of the Upper Body, How to Communicate, Express Yourself so You Don't Hurt Yourself, Take Better Care.
Okay, great. That's just like an addendum at the end. Take better care.
That's all in the title.
Okay,
apparently untrue, the nose is the penis of the upper body. I disagree.
Oh, that's
right. I'm going to write a competing book.
You can be one of those Michael Ian Black.
Put that next to my book at Borders.
Yes,
Michael Ian Black, Meghan McCain style books where they... Never mind. all right, I want to plug CBB World. We mentioned it. We have great shows over there. All the CBB Presents episodes. We just put out a... what do we do? We just, Alimony Tony just had a big Valimony Shoney show where he had his ex-wives on the show. We also have Scott Hasn't Seen. We're in the middle of Oscar month. We have Neighborhood Listen over there. Threedom, by the way, is starting back up this week, season 6. On Thursday, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and myself, we are starting up our new season, so we want everyone to, if you've somehow gotten rid of the subscription, resubscribe to Threedom and listen. We're doing new episodes starting this Thursday, as well as Threemium episodes on CBB World, as well as Apple Podcast Premium. And let's see, I think the action figures are sold out, and I think there's probably still like 20 tickets left for our show in May. Is it in May? I think so. Or April? I can't remember. For the Netflix Is a Joke Fest? I think it's April? I can't remember. Anyway, head over to Netflix Is a Joke Fest.com. I don't know where the fuck you're supposed to go. Anyway, let's close up the old plug bag.
Hello? 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 Hello?
All right, that was Ode to Hello by Abby. Thank you so much, Abby. And if you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs. Guys, I want to thank you so much. Chris, it's so great to have you. Good luck with the book number 6.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much. I know you were in the middle of shows in San Diego and drove all the way down here to do, or up here rather, to do the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm out here pounding the pavement, making things happen, Scott.
Peeing the pave.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. And look, hey, Matthew, good luck at the Oscars coming up in a few weeks.
Hey, the pleasure was all mine.
And Chutney C. Rabbits, great to have you. I'll be make it out there to P3 in Pasadena.
Goodbye.
Okay. And Tony Sue New York.
Hey.
Hey, I bust your balls, but you know I love you.
Hey, you know that you're the love of my life. Every time I look at your face, size of a big pizza pie, I think.
You're shrinking again. What's going on?
One day with you.
Oh, no. Oh. We need to get more more pizza. Everyone lay on the pizza. Lay on the pizza. Dogpile on the pizza, everyone.
Oh, no. My nose just stuck through Chris. Chris, are you okay? Chris, are you okay?
I'm bleeding. All right. We'll see you next time.
Fucking suck.
Play with small animals. Small animals. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.